My name is Henry Oyisa. I lead the Springs of Light Global Missions. I hope you've been having a great time, being blessed, being challenged. Today I want to speak on the challenge of missions. We're in the village of Akugo. It's a wonderful village, beautiful place. And the battles that took place here were amazing. We got here, there was no church, just a mosque. And God moved and saved the leader of the village. And it was like, just him and his household put together and put this church on. And said, Pastor, I remember the whole people said, don't give them a church. And he said, Pastor, God healed my wife. We will serve the Lord. Imagine that. But think about it. Think about the battles that went on in this place. In several locations. The battles are ongoing. And a lot of times, there's damage to missionary health, damage to the spouse, damage to the children, because so little people are praying. But when people begin to pray, it doesn't matter where they're praying from. There's no distance in the spirit. When the people begin to pray, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. People change. Literally. We've seen that happen. When we began to get people to pray, and we just kept to just pray for us. Just pray for us in the mission field. Just see as if a mind shift takes place. And those who were very unresponsive become responsive. So one of the challenges of missions is too little prayer is going on for the mission field. Too little prayers is going on for unreached nations. Too little prayers is going on for unreached people groups. When we talk about unreached people groups, people just switch off. I just wonder why. Jesus said, all nations, it's meant ethnos, ethnic groups, must hear the gospel. And the church must pray for the unreached places, must pray for the lost, must pray for those of other religion. Jesus didn't die for Christians. They were no Christians. He died for the world. So one of the challenges of mission is too little prayers is going on. A second challenge in missions is too little laborers. And that means no reinforcement. Imagine we have a missionary here who for the last 2 years preaches every Sunday, responsible for 4 villages, just one man. No reinforcement. But when the people, Jesus Christ said, pray, and he asked the church to pray, the Lord of the harvest, to send laborers. Too little want to go. We're going to address that in the next teaching. But I want to speak to those who are in the field, those who are supporting those in the field. The Lord bless you. Stay there. God is able to move mountains. God is able to raise people who become a wall around you, whose influence will be so strong. And the Lord will make an appearance. And I will say, don't be afraid. I have many people praying for you. They can't do you anything. God bless you.